Words have consequences. Anti-Semitic writing of imam invited by BBC to question Tory leaders revealed. By Jack Montgomery on June 19, 2019. The Islamic cleric invited to appear on a BBC-hosted Tory leadership debate to grill Boris Johnson is an anti-Semitic Jeremy Corbyn supporter, reports have claimed. Imam Abdullah Patel, who is also deputy headmaster at a failing primary school in Gloucester, was brought on to ask the panel if words have consequences, a question some observers regarded as faintly sinister. In the current climate, as a vehicle for host Emily Maitlis to raise leading candidate Boris Johnson's past remarks comparing the appearance of women veiled in the Islamic niqab to letterboxes or bank robbers. A majority of Britons support banning the burqa and niqab, as many other European governments and even some Muslim-majority countries do, viewing it as oppressive, detrimental to social cohesion, and a threat to national security and public safety more generally. And it has indeed been used as a disguise by murderous armed robbers in the United Kingdom. Johnson, however, was quick to apologize to the imam for any offense caused, preferring his status as the great-grandson of a Muslim refugee and assuring him there would be openness and a willingness to welcome people around the world under a Johnson premiership. Describing the answers to his question, supposedly prompted by numerous reports of blatant racism against members of my community, as disappointing and deluded, the imam was initially lauded by the mainstream media. But journalists and commentators have been forced into an abrupt about-face by revelations of the imam's anti-Semitic social media output. How long are the Zionists going to hide behind the Holocaust cry? He complained in one post revealed on Wednesday. Every political figure on the Zionists' payroll is scaring the world about Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, he said in another. They don't like him. He seems best suited to tackle them. The imam also shared an image of showing Israel relocated to a position within the United States, presumably along with its million-strong Jewish population. It is the same image once shared by Labour's Nez Shah, a Muslim MP who also infamously liked and retweeted a post suggesting rape gang victims should shut their mouths for the good of diversity. This saw her briefly suspended from the party, although she has since been brought back into the fold and promoted to Shadow Minister of State for Women and Equalities. The imam has been suspended from the primary school where he teaches pending an investigation. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.